This is Ted Kennedy. President Reagan's repudiation of the SALT Treaty is a triumph of ideology over common sense. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, President Reagan's repudiation of SALT violates a 40-year bipartisan commitment to arms control, divides us from our NATO allies, and launches a dangerous new escalation of the nuclear arms race. The administration complains that the Soviets are cheating on SALT, but the Russians are complying with all the major provisions of the treaty, Bob. The compliance issue is just a flimsy pretext for you right-wingers to junk one of the few effective restraints on the all-out nuclear arms race you want. The Chernobyl disaster is the handwriting on the wall, Bob, a whiff of what nuclear war will do. There's still time for President Reagan to play the role of peacemaker. It will be sad and a threat to the peace as well if he chooses to exit from the White House in the role of Rambo.
Ted, no informed person, and I mean not a single one who knows anything about this issue, would claim, as you just did, that, quote, the Soviets are complying with all the major provisions of SALT, end of quote. That's just not true. The treaty allows only one new strategic missile system. The Soviets have already built two. The treaty also outlaws putting test results in secret code, but the Kremlin has tossed that one in the wastebasket, too. By coding their data, we can't verify their treaty compliance. Ted, here's the real lesson in Chernobyl. The Russians don't care a hoot about their international obligations. The president understands that. The American people do, too. And that leaves you as the odd man out, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted's pals back home are at it again, playing games with the ballot box. Tune in on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.